Blog Talk Radio.
Night news, and I tell you what, that was a long song, so I just kind of cut it short to 3 minutes because it's about a 15-minute song. But anyhow, we welcome you on this Tuesday night, and Virgil's not going to be able to join us. He's actually going to be loading up at midnight, going out, so he was said he was going to be going in and getting some extra sleep and everything, so we hope him a safe travels out there and everything. And it's been we had a heat wave today up here in New Mexico. It was actually 65 degrees out here, so that should feel good. And so we got a lot of coverage we're going to do right now here in a little bit. Russell, Ron, how y'all doing, brothers?
I'm doing well tonight, brother. Doing well. Nice day here in South Central Texas too. That's about all of it, getting ready for the rain and cold. We're fixing to get whacked again.
Yeah, we got a storm coming in apparently Thursday, so a snowstorm. Supposed to be the last one, but I'm actually sitting here enjoying the heat wave we had and stuff. But There's a lot of craziness going on, man. I tell you, I noticed up at where Ron's at. They're getting ready to do the red flag law up there. Ron, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. They're actually not doing the red flag law here. That post was for Iowa, not Idaho.
Iowa. Sorry about that. I got it crisscrossed. There was so much going on that my brain fried, let me tell you, from reading all this stuff. But here in New Mexico, we got one more day for them to pass all these unnecessary bills and stuff. And most of it's already going to the Supreme Court. So wish us luck out here and everything. So as this is getting, one bill already got tossed out and stuff. But on the resolution, I want to talk about this and how you can limit your governor's and her committee's powers. Arizona just passed this bill and everything. So we did a lot of research on this, and it can be done and everything. I sent that video to you yesterday, I think, Ron, for you to look at and a bunch of other stuff. But anyway, with the coronavirus, a lot of people are getting worried. I'm starting to see some panic kicking in here in the States and everything. So let's talk about that. Russell, anything you want to talk about on that subject?
Well, you know, just like we said before, I'd mentioned that a lot of this stuff that has latches on to your genetic makeup and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
It comes down to the ACE2 gene and stuff like that. And a thousand known projects did a study on it and stuff like that. And it kind of ranked what your probabilities were of getting it. Based on your ethnic background, okay? Now, if you're Asian, Southeast Asian, or anything like that, you're pretty much fucked. It has like a 90 to 98% contingency rate if you come in contact with it.
So in other words, liberals need to go protest it because it's racist, right?
African Americans of African descent came mm-hmm. in at 66%. Us creepy ass crackers of Western European we came in at 63%. Basically what it boils down to, and we don't have a problem here yet, ladies and gentlemen, so don't freak out. I know they brought some people in here. I don't understand why they're still doing a 14-day quarantine on them when they know that this has an incubation period of up to 24 days. There's still mm-hmm. some questions on the after effects. And it looked really scary because there's a lot of stuff getting out of China again right now. It's really some pretty mm-hmm. horrifying shit going on over there, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, there's no need to panic. You know, just take the basic simple cautions right now and stuff
right.
like that. You know? And if it does come here, you know, it comes here. Pandemic. We've had it before. I mean, mm-hmm. you're going to live through it or you're going to die, you know. And,
right.
you know, to tell the truth, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to die anyway. Nobody gets out of life.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
but what a horrible way to die, man, you know. I'd rather get hit by a train than get hit by this virus, you know, to be honest. But, hey, we got Carmelita on here with us. Hey, Carmelita, how you doing, girl?
Hey, hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I know you were going through a rough time there. Glad to have you back with us and everything.
Yeah.
So,
my daughter had
I tell you, you know, I was watching the news, and they were saying people were kind of starting to panic and everything. And like we said on our show last night, don't panic. Start getting prepared. I actually stocked up today, So I'm actually good to go right now. I restocked.
See, I haven't been really keeping up on it. I've been, you know, my daughter's out of the hospital now, and I mean, with all that shit spreading the way it did and everything. So, I mean, what, everybody's in a panic over this coronavirus?
Yeah,
well, pretty much.
I think people are starting to overact on it, overreact, I should say. You know, I mean, we said that you can take some simple precautions, you know, that'll help you along and that kind of stuff. You know, I wouldn't be ordering anything from China right now because you don't want it getting boxed on. We know it lives on surfaces for a while. But just get you some hand sanitizer, use the shit out of it, wash your hands.
Alcohol.
Alcohol works.
I've been Lysoling it up around here in my house and everything, but my granddaughter, she's sick. She's got to be taken to pediatrician in the morning. She's just not feeling good at all.
She's got that nasty flu that's going around.
It went through my house already. It already went through my house. And these kids got the flu shot. And I'm just like, and then, you know, my daughter, I mean, this is the second surgery. And you know that, oh, I didn't tell y'all. You're going to love it. Okay. First, I took her to the hospital, Anne Arundel Medical Center. They told her she had cellulitis and they ran antibiotics through her and then just pushed her out. Pushed her out. Kid you not. She ended back. Now they pushed her out the first night. She ended up at Baltimore Washington Medical Center. They admitted her right away and did emergency surgery because it was MRSA. Okay. So, they kept her, you know, of course, and everything else. And then they said, well, your state insurance only pays for, you know, this many days. I said, that's bullshit. So they pushed my daughter out. Within 24 hours, the infection they went in, the first emergency surgery, okay, they had her stuffed. She was packed with gauze into the wound, into the wound. And they wanted her to keep, you know, when she had me pull this gauze out, I'm like, oh, hell no. So, you know, and then she says, like, you got to stuff new gauze back into this hole. And I'm like, no. So, you know, in 24 hours, it spread throughout her abdominal wall. So I get her back I figure, all right, well, I'm going to take her to this one hospital. Yeah, that was out of the question. We went there for a little while, and after what I saw, I was like, shit. It was in Baltimore. Okay, I would have been better off just shooting my damn self. So then I take her back to Anne Arundel Medical Center, okay? They do a CAT scan with contrast on my daughter. All this stuff comes back. They said that she does have, they could see the infection has gone through her stomach and everything else, right? They had a surgical team coming in. They literally told my daughter, she called me crying because I had to get home to the grandchildren. She called me crying saying they told me they're going to put me out in the hall, that they're discharging me, that somebody else needs the room, like that, right? I'm pissed. So I call Anne Arundel County Police, trust me, they're a bunch of assholes. I called them and let them know, hey, I'm en route to Anne Arundel Medical Center. I want this documented because what they're doing is, you know, one, they're jeopardizing my daughter's life, this, and that, right? So I had my phone in my hand, and this charge nurse, you know, once I went into the emergency, I walked into the emergency doors, walked up to security and said, look, I called the Anne Arundel County Police. I just want them to meet me here. Can my car stay right there? Next thing you know, they said they had the two little security people escort me outside, which was no problem. I walked outside. So this charge nurse starts getting all nasty and shit. Yeah, this charge nurse gets all nasty and shit. She says to security, I kid you not, she said to security, she said, take her phone. I said, I'm sorry, take my what? I said, oh, hell no. I said, let me tell you, you're going to take my phone? I looked at both the security guards. I said, you're going to take my phone? I said, are you coming towards me? You're going to try to take my phone? I said, let me tell you what. One's against the law to touch anything on me. Two, you better get a damn warrant before you touch my phone. I said, and three, who the hell is she to tell you to take my phone? So I went and sat in my vehicle. Okay, they called Anne Arundel County. Oh, there's a lawsuit. The lawsuit's getting charged again. A lawsuit's going against Anne Arundel Medical Center. A lawsuit's going against Baltimore, Washington. So then we get my daughter, you know, they throw my daughter out. Cops are there getting all shitty and mouthy and everything. I'm recording everything. I said, I'm going to let you all know now I'm recording everything because Anne Arundel County, they don't have body cameras because they can't even afford cars. They're trying to replace the damn cars. So then my daughter gets taken back to Baltimore, Washington. What happens? Another damn surgery. They had to cut her open again. Stuff her with gold and shit.
Yeah,
have her on these high antibiotics. It was crazy. I'm telling you what, I don't care what y'all say, it's population control. Even this coronavirus shit, it's population control. They're trying to kill as many people as they can.
Most definitely. And right now, with the elections coming on and everything, we're starting to see a lot of things going on right here in the state of New Mexico. It's crazy right now. We had crazy lunatic bills passed and everything. And right now, I found a bill up in Arizona. They just passed a bill up there where they limited their governors and her committees their powers and stuff. So I put this up front yesterday before the committee. And they're looking into it and everything, so we're going to see what we can do with that. But she's already abusing powers. They're already rewriting the Constitution here in New Mexico to fit their agendas so they can fire the sheriffs up here.
Yeah, but Virginia was good. Look what happened in Virginia. Look what happened.
Yeah. So
I hope Northam Grissom needs to get her ass kicked.
Right. So all this is getting out of hand. They just passed a bill Sunday night. A 300% tax on your medical insurance premiums. In other words, comes out of your Social Security. Yep. That comes out of your Social Security, comes out of your paycheck. Yep.
Nobody will make it. They won't survive in New Mexico. You can't do that. Do you have any idea how many elderly people will die?
Yep.
How
pretty
many
much.
People in
and,
general will die?
That actually went to before the Supreme Court this morning, so they filed that immediately. So we'll see what happens with that. A lot of people are asking on this.
That's not going to pass.
She's a psychopath. But
it's not
going to
pass, dude. They can't do that.
Right. Well, everybody asked on this resolution, how does it work and everything. Well, as a citizen, they work for you. You're the boss. On this resolution, you can write any bill as long as you have a congressman sponsoring you. That's how it works. And that's what
I
did last night.
You need to get the hell out of New Mexico.
Yeah.
You need to go somewhere else.
I'm researching some good places to go.
It ain't going to pass if they have, if it's Democrat-controlled House and Senate. I don't care who the hell puts it up.
Exactly. You know, nothing's going to pass like that. Yeah. That's insanity. Nobody can afford that. The elderly out there right now, I mean, look what they get. They hardly get shit. You put in, and the government just keeps taking. Your Social Security, your Social Security disability, what happens? You already paid into that shit, and you get Social Security disability, only to have to pay taxes on that shit again at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, well, wait a minute, you're double taxing.
Well,
so you're pretty much fucking me.
Right along with that bill, they passed a federal tax to where you can't get your frontal tax back at the end of the year. It all goes into that medical.
No, it's not going to pass. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to pass. There's no way in hell that will ever pass because no one, they will have more homeless people than anything else, and New Mexico will become a new Venezuela. That is exactly what's going to happen.
The Senate and the House is controlled by Democrats. It'll pass, but it will go to the Supreme Court.
So, and the Supreme Court will shut that shit down. I'll tell you what, they better enjoy the ride while they can in New Mexico because their asses are going to be gone. Those guys, they're going to get replaced.
There's going to be more replaced. I don't know. It's scary right now. I was pissed. I was mad Sunday night, believe me, because I watched this other thing as they're passing these lunatic laws, you know, and everything. But other states are doing the same thing, and it's with Bloomberg's money that's doing this.
He's a piece of shit. He ain't going to get – trust me, he's not getting far, that little midget.
Yeah.
He's not – you know, it's all about money, but the thing is, a lot of people are waking up. Trust me, mm-hmm. I see it. A lot of people are waking up.
Well, so what's your thoughts? I know you want to rant. What's your thoughts? Are you there, Russell?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your thoughts? I mean, seeing Bloomberg get involved, find votes, try and destroy these states like New Mexico and some other, you know, some of these other states and everything. What's your thoughts on that? I mean,
well, you see, that's the whole thing of it, man. They when they come up with these pacts and made bribery legal, they just call it lobbying and all that.
Yeah.
They opened up the floodgates for dirty money, okay? Why does Virginia have the problem that it has? Because Mr. Bloomberg himself, millions and millions of dollars to your local congressional races and state senate and stuff like that to ensure that Democrats won. You know they already had a nutbag for a governor. And the same thing in New Mexico is going on now. These people have found out that they can buy these elections and stuff, and it's not going to stop, and it's going to continue to go on and on. Nobody's going to go to jail. I mean, it's just, you can either laugh or roll with it or whatever, because you can't fight it. You're not going to change it because you can't get enough people to stand up, so. I mean, you're pretty much wasting your friggin' breath.
Right. I have to agree with you. And, well, as a matter of fact, today there was a militia that did a call out to arms. I asked Ron if he could check into this militia group because I've, for who I think it is, there's no way I would join this group. I mean, there's no way. But
I still haven't looked into it either. The thing about Bloomberg is I'm going to look into it tomorrow morning for you. I just haven't had a chance yet. But that I posted an article earlier about Bloomberg and what his plan was and whether or not he's going to win the candidacy or not, right? His whole goal is to get a Democrat into office. So he's setting up campaign offices in Idaho right now, right? There's already one protest at the Boise one, you know, but he's doing an aggressive approach to it. He's sending people out door to door to talk to people and stuff like that. And even in there, he said, my goal is to get a Democrat into the presidential office, whether I'm the one that ends up in there or a different one. Mm-hmm. So he's taking a very aggressive approach to it and using his money to...
And honestly, I think you know, after reading a lot of things about him, he's actually got his hands tied into China as well. I was reading into that and everything. So I'm thinking he's going to be the one that's going to help destroy the United States.
Well, I mean, his whole ambition is he wants the U.S. Disarmed. Okay, and let's talk a little bit about Bloomberg, too. Do you know how he made the majority of his money? Does anybody out there know?
The same way that Charles did.
I'll tell you right now. China deals. Mm-hmm. He is so far in bed with China that it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And
pretty much.
And we said earlier, we know that when Barr gave that speech at the governor's convention or whatever you want to call it, he went right out there and told him, you know, the Chinese have all you guys out there rated as, you know, how susceptible you are to them in China and stuff like that. And some of you guys are on the A list. He goes, and I've got a copy of that. So, you know, I mean, you're being sold out, realistically. You're being sold out on every level, okay?
Pretty much.
And Democrats and Republicans alike. Now, Republicans kind of like to keep it covered up with some semblance of looking like it. The Democrats have then lost their mind. They want socialism, and you have big-dollar billionaires pushing for it. And I tell you what, right now money talks in America, man, and because everybody's for sale. Nobody has any roots. Nobody has any integrity. Nobody has any soul left. I know that might sound harsh, but I don't think I'm wrong. What do you think,
Rob?
I agree.
That's the God's honest truth.
The people running our country are for sale, and that's just the way it is. They can be bought on the Republican side and the Democratic side. Way back, if you study elections and history, you know, and J.B. Morgan and Rockefeller and all of them, you know, they bought elections.
Oh, yeah.
They swayed, even way back then, they swayed the elections and bought elections for the candidates that they wanted in office that supported what they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that hasn't changed yet.
Let's go back a little bit. Why else would this coronavirus all of a sudden pop up during an election season? You know, to answer a lot of questions on this, you know, it's to, like we said, our population control, but it's also to destroy the economy surrounding the world, and even in the United States. I firmly believe that. How are you going to take the president down to destroy the economy?
Well, yeah, the filthy rich don't care if they collapse the economy because they've got lots of money. They got everything they need.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the ones going to go hungry. You know, they're already set up. So it's not like they're going to go out and then they can just rebuild it again the way they want it, except for more rules of what they want involved in that. It's like that bill you guys are trying to pass to limit the government's power, right? Well, there was already a bill passed to limit the governor's power, the government's power. It was way back when the Constitution was put in place. But they're ignoring that.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to pass more laws just to protect our rights.
Exactly. You know, and that's sad. I mean, it's like my roommate was saying earlier, you know, back years ago, the amendments were there to protect us, but they've rewritten it so much, you know. It's been rewritten over and over and over and over. Nobody really knows what the hell's really in the amendments anymore. You know?
What needs to happen is accountability needs to get put back in place against these people. If they know that there's accountability and they're going up for treason charges, then that is going to change how they do business and how they run
their
business. This flashed over earlier. Omar got indicted and is going down. From what I'm reading, with all the money laundering that she's done and everything, is a possibility she's going to be possibly ousted or arrested. But I just wanted to throw that in there. But we're seeing all this insanity in the United States right now with these Democratic parties pushing for red flag laws, you know, and infringing on our amendments and our civil rights and everything else. And this looks like today they just tried to pass another bill to where they want to snuff out our voting rights here in New Mexico. They don't want us to elect the sheriffs. They want to take that away from us. They want to pick the sheriff.
So what were you getting ready to say, Russell?
Go ahead, Russell.
Well, and that's very good. And I was agreeing with Ron wholeheartedly a while ago there when he said what he did about accountability and, you know, they need to they need to answer for what they've done and stuff like that. But as we watch and we continue to watch, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. The FBI is not going to do it. The Department of Justice is not going to do it. So my question is, who's going to do it? And I'll answer my own question because it's kind of rhetorical. No one. Nobody's going to do mm-hmm. a fucking thing.
Like you said over and over and over, Russell, the corrupt ain't going to arrest the corrupts.
That's right.
No, the only way it's going to happen is if they push and push and push to the point where the people finally have enough. And like Virgil was saying, one guy stands up, they don't care. 100 people stand mm-hmm. up, they don't care. But if you get enough people mm-hmm. to stand up, then all of a sudden they care.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, but it's...
But, you know...
I'm not going to... Go ahead, Russell.
You know, you're not going to get enough people to stand up. That's the whole thing of it. They're two guys... Well, I've heard it for years, man. Well... All right, we need to put out of order. We need to roll, man. It's time to stand up. And everybody's got 49 different excuses why it shouldn't happen. Because they're all mm-hmm. basically cowards at heart. Mm-hmm. They're comfortable in their chains. They are comfortable in their chains. And though they get out there and beat the drum and stomp around and holler about freedom and enough is enough. They're kind of like the DOJ and FBI. Ain't a fucking thing going to happen.
Yep.
And that's my view on it. I might be wrong, but I sure as hell ain't seen anything that makes you want to think differently.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'll believe it when I see it. You know.
Well, here's the thing, Russell, is that the deal is that this generation right now doesn't stand up, okay? The people today that are aware and awake and all that, right? If they don't stand up, it will be several generations down the road before people are so sick and tired of it and done being brutalized and enslaved and everything else that they stand up.
So you mean like,
and history has shown that, you know what I mean?
Because you know what? If we don't stand up, this next generation coming right up behind us is giving it straight up socialism. The UN, United States will be disarmed, and you'll be just like China. I imagine those people over there, China, mad as fuck and had enough, and they want to rise up. The only problem is they don't have any guns. The government's got all of them. So,
right.
And we're seeing that happen right now. And nobody is standing up to the Second Amendment. They went over there and marched in Virginia. It was a big dog and pony show and all that kind of shit, but it didn't stop the friggin' thing.
Mm-hmm.
What good did it do?
And it didn't. And they, well, they did postpone the bill. But that's just because of elections for now. All they did is they moved it down the road until after the election. It, depending on how that election goes, depends on how that proceeds. You know what I mean? If that same governor gets in and the same people get in, well, then it's going to pass. If a more constitutional one gets in, then it won't pass. But so that everybody in every state, everywhere, including Idaho, and this is something I tell people here in Idaho, because we have a way of being complacent here because we do have a lot of freedoms. And we do have a lot of good legislators, but we got some rhinos and shitty ones too, you know, that want all these things. And I explain this to everybody, especially here in Idaho. We are all one election away from this state falling. Period. Every state is across the country. All it takes is one governor, one group of legislators to totally turn that state around and take away all your rights.
Yep, look at New Mexico. Look where we're in right now. And I called this months ago, didn't I, Russell? From the very beginning, this governor got in. I said, watch what's going to happen, didn't I?
Yep. You know, I mean, I don't know.
But, you know.
How many generations has China been under rule? I mean, they've been under rule for what? Centuries?
Centuries. Centuries.
Yeah,
that's why they eat dogs. That's why they eat dogs, meat, and cats.
Right? And history has shown that if one generation doesn't stand up, it usually takes 2 to 3 generations or more before the people are finally oppressed enough to where they get tired of it and stand up. You know what I mean? Sometimes less time, sometimes more time, you know what I mean? So that's basically what it comes down to. We got our great-grandkids that are going to be screwed.
Well, and like I just said a while ago, that may very, very well be true, and that may very well be accurate. But what good will it fucking do if you're disarmed, which their main focus right now, and you're like China, or you're like Iran, or any country you want to name through there and stuff like that. It doesn't do any good if you're disarmed, and that's what they're doing right now. And you got to think, right now, half of the country wants socialism.
Right. Until they get it.
It's insane.
Once they get it, they will regret that.
Well, I don't know, a lot of good will do then, because they'll be disarmed. They'll be just as powerful as the Chinese people.
Oh yeah. No, I agree. That's that saying. You know, you can vote your way into socialism, but you got to shoot your way out of it. It's just a tax on it.
Yeah. That's why they want the guns.
Yep. Every nation and dictatorship ever existed, even back to where they were fighting with swords and spears and shields, the first thing they would do to take control is disarm the people. They would make it a rule that only the police or military or whoever was enforcing those rules, right, were the ones that were allowed to be armed, even with a sword. And that's why, because I mean, they take your ability to stand up away.
Yep.
And people are going to just sit right down and watch it happen here. Mark my word for it. Mark my word.
And they're already watching it, Russell. Nobody's doing the damn thing, like you said earlier. They're watching it. They don't want to. They're too scared to. They're too comfortable, like you said earlier. They're in their fat chair. Fat asses on their chairs getting too comfortable, you know, or too afraid to actually. I actually had a woman today, ask me, you know, because I was talking, you know, making some step points out there. And she goes, I hope you're not behind your keyboard, being the keyboard warrior. I go, lady, I never bluff. If I say I want to do something, I go out and do it. You know, if I come after you, I'm coming after you. Believe me, you know. And everything, but I don't bullshit. I, you know, with the governor and everything. Yeah, I got pissed off enough where, I made some phone calls yesterday about this resolution that came out. The only thing I could do, you know, is put it out there, make some phone calls. It could either happen or not happen.
The only option you truly have, because that resolution thing ain't going nowhere, because you can, people can write one. You can write it, you can sign the congressman who will sponsor it for you. And if a Democrat controlled House and Senate, that's where it dies right there. It goes into a closet, never comes out again. What you can do is recall your governor. Get enough signatures, find out what they are there, and recall the government, demand another election.
We've done that, Russell, and the AG here is protecting the governor. They're licking each other's ass. He's as crooked as she is. Hector Balderas. He's as crooked as she is. He's licking them both their asses, and they're licking his ass. So he's protecting them. We've had many complaints, many recalls, nothing done. He's buried them.
The one thing we have noticed a lot of is, so here in Idaho, we've been having patriots from all over the country, like all over the place, you know, moving here to be with like-minded other patriots. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when we finally got people past the notion in their minds of, you know, of where they just automatically hated outsiders, right? And people started realizing, you know, we need these patriots to join forces with us to keep this state from flipping blue. to be because we all want socialists moving here. And, and when you start seeing signs of people fleeing their states to go to be around like-minded people in other states, that's when you know that it's getting bad.
Yeah, I'm researching. I'm researching some places to go to when it comes down to it because I'm bugging the hell out of here. Believe me, I'm just researching and looking.
Well, like Russell told you, the best thing you could do, and people like you, is pack your shit and get the hell out of that state and go over to like Texas or someplace where there's like-minded people that you can be surrounded by. And that's why people have been fleeing from California to come here, Patriots, because they're being run out of California, you know, by the liberals and the socialists. So they're going to places where there's other people that are like-minded.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. It's sad, but here in Mexico, they have to, the like-minded people have to hide, you know, and they're, I don't hide. I throw myself out there. It's like, you know, I don't care. I don't care if you like me or not. I am who I am.
Well,
you know,
some of the first things these people, do is they join your local militias when they move there because they're like, we cannot move again. You know, it comes down to that scenario. Are you going to stand by yourself or are you going to get with a group and have a group to stand with you?
Exactly.
Right,
well,
you know, and we discussed that over and over and over again. And, you know, you can be Rambo. You can be Rambo incarnate, all right? But I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to fucking stand alone and defend your house and your family. And these guys just absolutely tickle the fuck out of me, you know. They go out and buy $3,000 weapon, primary weapon system, spend another $1,500 on a secondary weapon system. Got all the Gucci gear and all they're doing is bought something for somebody to pick up and have later because they don't have a minute of tactical training. And some fucking boogaloo boy sitting in a tree with an SKS is gonna have all that shit.
Yep.
Right. Right. So, and that's just it. You join your group. You're a group. You contribute. You train. You learn. And you build a relationship with the group so that you have each other's back when it comes down to it. That's something else I tell her. Don't contribute. You know, everybody can contribute something. You can learn medical. If you can't run around shooting and stuff, you can learn medical and help treat the wounded or help guard the camp. Or, you know, there's so many things people can do or grow food. You know, but also I tell everybody you need to stock up a little bit too so that you can contribute to the group. Don't just be a leech on somebody else's resources.
Right, exactly.
And I don't think enough of that is done too, Ron, and my humble opinion is most people have no idea what it takes to run a company or a militia, whatever you want to call it, a group and stuff, because you've got to have your combat group. But to go with your wolves, you have to have sheepdogs. You have to have people back there taking care of your AO, security, that kind of stuff. It takes people. Mm-hmm. Doing the gardening, hunting, cleaning,
communication,
cooking, bringing a load mag, your medical people need to be there in the rear and that kind of stuff. It's a big operation. Like Ron just said, there's some way you can contribute, you know. You might be 97 years old, but if you can still see and shoot straight, you know, we can damn sure put you up on a rock looking down on something. Say,
right.
Anybody comes across that creek there, you drop them like they were a hot potato.
Right. Right. And it is. It is a major process to keep a good unit going. It's just the way it is. And and everybody contributing and doing what they can is, you know, that is what will make success out of it. If you don't have that, then it's just going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, like I said, it takes, it really takes some effort, man, to get this stuff going. People don't realize that, you know, something like this happened, you know, you should have some storage supplies and that kind of stuff. That stuff ain't going to last forever, man. You better have somebody mm-hmm. in your group that's got a green thumb and knows how to grow shit. You better have somebody, you know, you better have somebody in your group that knows something about curing meats and that kind of stuff in case there ain't no electricity.
mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, you have to have security people. And then, of course, you got, you know, you got your wolves, man. And your wolves are your raiders and that kind of stuff. You got some sheepdog behind them, you know. And it does. Hell, in one of the groups that I work with and stuff like that, they there's a guy who has a ministry in that group and that kind of stuff, man. And we call him Battle Monk, and he really likes it.
Yeah. I mean, there's all different kinds of ways to volunteer. I mean, you know, and everything. That's what I tell people to do as well here in New Mexico. What? But there's some of these militia groups out here, guys, that I would not trust because we're not on the same page. They're not.
Well, it definitely pays to research the group you're joining, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I research people before I allow them to join. You know, I make sure they're not some racist or something, you know what I mean, or some radical psychopath or whatever, you know.
So I wouldn't be in your militias. If you and John wouldn't have researched me and did background checks, I wouldn't even be in there. You know? Right?
Yep. It's a process, you know?
It's a process.
But, you know, you got to be careful of the group that you join, too.
Yep. Yep. That's what I thought Sheriff Mark Cage said today, you know? Do your research and ask questions. And be cautious. Be very cautious, you know, and everything. So, but I have a feeling you're going to see a rising arms in the United States pretty soon with all the militias.
Well,
I really think so.
Well, the thing of it is, kind of being pushed into it, really, if you want to be realistic about it and stuff like mm-hmm. that, because the left, these nutballs on the left, they get more dangerous and they get more violent by the day. I mean, there's a new video out there every day about a conservative or a Christian being attacked here. You had that kid drive through that voting registration tent and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that, GOP. I mean,
mm-hmm.
The left is a proponent of violence. They mm-hmm. don't have a problem with using violence to get what they want. That's how desperate they are at this point. And mm-hmm. it becomes a little more every day. I mean, there's towns up there in Oregon and stuff now that are completely run by the leftists. And if you're conservative, you know, you better be Mickey Mousing around town and stuff like that and stay in your house. Mm-hmm. They'll straight out assault you on the street, and the police departments mm-hmm. up there won't do anything.
Right, mm-hmm. and that's the truth.
Sad. And they want to blame it on the conservatives saying we're blinded when we're not.
Mm-hmm. Right. Part of the nice thing, I guess, about, you know, a good chunk of North Idaho, not all of it, but a good chunk of it, you know, is that the leftists, you know, they kind of keep a low pro here, but the thing is, mm-hmm. They say they're scared of being assaulted, but we don't assault anybody without reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is. We're not like them, right? If they were the majority here, they would be attacking us. You know what I mean? And we're the opposite. We don't just run around attacking them for the hell of it. You know, we do tell them to shut their comment mouth. You know what I mean? When they're starting to get loud, but
and truth be known, most of us, I do. I do what I do because I took an oath a long time ago, and that oath means something to me, and I'm going to stand on it. You're only as good as your word, and right now, like I say, I travel around probably 7-8 different groups now. They want different training here and there, and I go out there and do it and stuff like that. I'm semi-attached to a group. That's pretty much what I think I'm going to bug out to and stuff like that. But what the thing of it is that the harder they push, the more people realize we have to do something because this is fixing to blow up in our faces. And especially the last 3 years. Now, right after Obama got elected, I tell you what, man, you should have saw the surge of recruits that we had coming into these different companies. It was absolutely stunning. Mm-hmm. You know, every evening you were meeting, interviewing, and talking to these people, trying to get them to the right place and that kind of stuff. And then after Trump got elected, they really came kind of a lull. It came kind of a lull. People were like, all right, da-da-da-da-da, like this, and they let down. Well, now they found out what that did, because now here we go. They're doing everything they can. I mean, the treason is blatant we see going on, and they don't give a fuck that you know what's going on. And they're pushing harder than ever now for a reason to take our weapons away from us. And, you know, that's the first step into subordinating your people. I mean, and I hate saying this, but right now the best example of that is China. They are welding these people into these high-rise apartment buildings, these government high-rise apartment buildings that they all live in. They are actually welding the doors closed on these things, on people that aren't infected with people that are infected. You know, it's kind of like good luck, buddy, because a hospital is there, swamped. The crematories can't keep up over there. I think the numbers we're being told are bullshit. But and the people over there, they're mad and they're ready. I guarantee you, if they had a way to fight right now, it'd be Jing wouldn't be sitting in office over there right now. It might be complete fucking chaos, but he wouldn't be. But why is that not happening? Because they are unarmed. They have nothing to fight with.
Yep. Exactly. And that's why here we've been pushing back. If they push a little bit, if they try to push one little thing, we push back even harder. Because we watched California fall. We watched Oregon State fall. We watched all these other states go to shit. And more states now are going to shit. And you have to push back. Because if you don't, they will run over the top of you.
Pretty much. But I tell you, we're almost at the home stretch of this election. And as it gets closer, me, Russell, we're going to predict this. It's going to get a whole lot worse. You're going to see it get much worse.
I think it's going to get even worse after the election, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I think if Trump wins, the leftist is going to lose their mind. We already saw how bad they lost it. They lost it when he won last time, right? They're going to lose it even more.
And with everything we see in the media, Trump rallies. If Trump loses, I think the election will be stolen. So either way it goes, something's going to happen. All right, if we make it that far. But hey, I want to ask y'all a question too. It's kind of on topic, but I just want to see if my opinion is right. Have y'all ever seen an individual more ate up with the little man syndrome than Michael Bloomberg? Oh my God, that guy comes across. I mean, that guy is such a narcissist, egomaniac that it's just absolutely unbelievable, man.
And he's destroyed himself, but people are still backing him up. That's what's insane. He talks about the farmers. He talks about the blacks. He talks about the older folks. Come on. I mean, God.
Yep. Well, if he wins, right, then we can enjoy that narcissist personality running our country.
With a socialist agenda. If he wins, we know it's through fraud, and he bought his way in.
Don't misunderstand me now. Our president has got just a little bit in there. He's got a little ego in him, you know, and that kind of stuff. But it's a good side of ego because he's working for us at least the majority of the time. And in most instances, I think he is working for the good of the American people. He's not working to secure his power, so to speak, or whatever like that. He's fighting, pushing up against the powers. Like I said, I don't trust him any further than I can throw his big New York Yankee ass on the Second Amendment right now. But, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, and that's what I was getting at, too, is after the election, you know, like I said, if Trump gets it, then the left is going to go nuts. If he doesn't get it, then we're going to end up with a socialist dictator who is going to work overtime to take our rights away.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
And they've all said that.
How the hell is Bloomberg ahead of Bernie Sanders by 19 points? That's what I want to know.
I think if any of them win, we're going to be in a hurting position, which might create chaos as well. You know?
Yep.
Exactly. You know, I mean, and Bernie Sanders is a unapologetic socialist. I mean, he goes, taxes are going up on everybody. We need more of your money. Like this. And I really get a kick out of it. I mean, I can't help but laugh because what is the Democratic Party supposed to hate more than anything? Old white men. All right.
Yeah.
And who's in the top three positions right now in the Democratic campaign?
Three old white men. Yep. Oh, and an old white woman. We forgot Warren. You left Warren out of there.
Oh, but, is she white? Is she white this week?
Yeah, she's white this week. So, you know. But I tell you, you know, this is I have never seen anything like this in my whole life, man. I'm just like, wow, the insanity that's going on.
And the hypocrisy that comes out of the mouths of these people when they're up there. Here's Warren talking about free education, the price of education, and da-da-da, and all this, and da-da-da. Mm. And she made $700,000 a year teaching one class.
Mm-hmm. And over there, Bernie Sanders complaining about billionaires' money when he's out using other people's money.
Bernie's a millionaire too.
Mm-hmm.
And he never held a steady job before he got into politics. And in the 80s, if you ever saw that video of him, he was talking about how communism is a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that video.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Have you guys noticed the one thing that's been really silent lately, and that's Greta? Have you noticed nobody's talked about her at all? What happened?
Are you talking about that little retired environmentalist?
Yeah. The climate queen. What happened to her? She got quiet all of a sudden. Just like old Hog.
It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, and what I really think all these politicians need to do for the good of the country and for the good of the American people, I think they should all step down and write an economics book. Because I would personally like to know how you can go to Congress making $174,000 a year, and 10 years later be worth $90 million on your salary. Now, that is the kind of fucking superpower right there on $174,000 a year Please, somebody show me that shit. I need some help here. Somebody show me how you turn $174,000 a year.
That way, we want to know if those. Yeah, because we want to become billionaires too. But man, I tell you, but anyway, a lot of it's being done. Like I said earlier, because the elections are coming up and everything, but oh my gosh,
I don't give a fuck about 99.9% of the shit they do up there in D.C. and stuff, but this poor thing that people need to be concentrated on and aware of. One is your privacy has been completely stolen by the Patriot Act. Okay. Two, this push to disarm us is never going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Three, taxation.
Mm-hmm.
When you add up what you pay federal, state, local, hunting license, fishing license, carry license, this license, that license, fees on this.
Did you see the
dealer's
one?
Let me finish.
Hang on. Go ahead.
If you add all that up, I guarantee you are paid at least 50% of what you make in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any way that is fair, equal taxation, that's taxation without representation, however you want to look at it, that is just absolutely nuts. And the fourth and the biggest thing in America, I don't give a fuck about the bathroom thing or nothing like that. You know what? If I'm in there and some dude walks into the girl's bathroom with a little girl behind a little girl or something, guess what? I don't give a fuck who's there. I'm dragging his ass fucking out of there, all right? You got a lady bar the store. But the fourth thing... The fourth thing is this fucking spending of the government. Do you realize that if they took every dime everybody made every nickel of revenue that was produced in the United States, it would take 6 fucking years.
Mm.
To pay off our deficit.
Yeah, that's why I said I've been posting this. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but I've been posting this. If everyone was smart, redo your, like we talked about yesterday on the show, redo your W-2 forms, write exempt. Watch how fast they'll fall. And it is legal.
Well,
you can't do it legal. It is very legal.
Yeah. I mean, in theory, that's a great idea, but who's really going to do it? And the handful of people that you would have do it, they're going to find their ass hanging out there at the end of the year because all these people that had enough and were part of the movement, when it comes down to putting your cock on the chopping block, they ain't getting nowhere near that fucking axe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. But the thing is, you know what I was going to say earlier? They passed a tax law, with this bill I was going to mention earlier, and I didn't. Now they can take your federal tax funds away from you at the end of the year. You're not going to get that.
Who told you that?
That's it. That was in the bill, huh, Ron?
What's the bill? Hello.
Bill, I showed you where they were, that's the end of the year. You're not going to get that federal tax refund back now here in New Mexico?
No, I don't remember. I remember something briefly of reading not too long ago of where it's not a New Mexico thing, though. That's a nationwide thing of where they can do it, where they can hold your federal tax return.
Mm-hmm.
But if you equal out over the time, the amount of money you pay out versus the amount of money you get back, you're actually still paying way more out than you get back.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
So they are pretty much withholding. But I do remember reading something at one time that they were trying to implement something where they had the option of holding your federal tax return for the better of the country. But I would have to do some research and everything and get my facts right on that.
Bill,
you know what I mean?
That was in this bill that they passed and everything. Oh, and the other tax they just added on was the pet food tax. Now your dog food, your cat food, but they're not going to tax.
A bill is not passed unless the President of the United States signs it. Congress can make a bill, they can vote it in, yoo-hoo, they can send it to the Senate. The Senate can go, yee-ha-ha-ha, woo-hoo, we like this too, let's keep everybody's tax money. But if the President doesn't sign it, it is not a law. The only way to override a presidential veto is with a 2/3 majority vote.
Mm-hmm. Well, here the governor has the power to do whatever she wants, apparently.
They've been acting like they can do whatever they want. And they've been blatantly doing it out in the open for everybody to see because they don't care.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's very true. Well, it's getting close to time to go on break. Do you guys want to continue or do you want to cut it off short?
I got an early day tomorrow. I got to be up by 02, gentlemen, so I'm going to leave y'all with it one way or the other.
You're going to get up early in the morning, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We're so busy over here, man. We got so much work over here where I'm at, man. It's just unbelievable, man. My day starts at 5, and if I'm not doing the show or whatever like that, I usually, when I get home, I'm checking drawings, looking at coordinates, da-da-da, all this kind of stuff.
It sucks when you're a regular Joe, don't it?
Yeah.
In case you didn't know, Russell's a Facebook jail, so he's for 30 days.
I am. Look, don't even get me started on that, man. That little cockholster bitch, I tell you what.
But anyway, we'll go ahead and cut this call tonight. We'll be back on Thursday. And everything, we'll see what happens. You know, anything breaks in, we'll break in live and stuff. So, but anyhow, y'all be careful out there and be safe. We'll see you Thursday night. Good night, America. Russell, Ron, you guys be careful out there.
Good night, America.
Y'all have a good night. Good night.